Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Thursday, May 18th, 2023. Thursday is the day I sit aside from all other activities and focus in on the teaching of the Word of God. And I think today's subject is a very practical one that every one of us have experienced as a challenge to our faith. It's holding on to your faith when God is silent. I came across this profound statement, which was written on the walls, I think, of a prisoner of the Holocaust in Germany during World War II. And it's very short, but to the point. It says, "I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in God, even when He is silent." All of us have experienced this dilemma at one time or another. In the Old Testament, in the book of Job, chapter 31, verse 29, Job cries out, "But if he remains silent, who can condemn him? If he hides his face, who can see him? Yet he is over individual and nation alike." So what can we do? Job says, when God hides his face, who can see him? Yet we know somehow he's still in control. He's still on the throne. Psalm 28, verses 1 through 2, David in his lament says, "To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands towards your most holy place." So David is pleading with God, please, don't turn a deaf ear to me. Listen to my cries. But if you choose to remain silent, it's devastating for me. This is a challenging time to our faith. When it seems like we're pleading with God or crying out to God about a certain situation, a matter, and it just seems like there's no answer. Heaven is silent, and we are devastated. And in many cases, sometimes it's not God who is moved, it's us. Sometimes we are so preoccupied and we hear nothing but the noise of this world because we're so busy, you know, with our social media that we have somehow stifled the voice of God. But why are there times in our life, though, more specifically, when it seems like finding God is so difficult? This is a primary text that I refer to all the time. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 14, it's a promise. God says something very profound to us that we need to understand and rely upon at all times. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found by you. So if we're earnestly seeking God, he's not absent or so much silent. He's there. And we need to be reminded of this extraordinary promise. But we're deeply troubled at times, so we fervently pray. We're distressed. We cry out to God for relief in our situations. But sometimes all we hear in reply is a silence so deafening it drowns out every thought but this. God is just listening. And so we ask, has God abandoned me? Well, think of it this way. If you look at examples in the Bible, and I'm thinking of a very well-known person, a prolific author of apologetics and children's books. Remember C.S. Lewis married Joy Davidson. He really loved her. And after he lost her in a battle to cancer, he called out to God for comfort. But he didn't sense any reply. This is a woman he dearly loved. That at one time God had responded to a faithful prayer, and she was given extra years, but then she succumbed to her cancer finally and died. And when there was no reply in Lewis's darkest moment, he said, what can this mean? Why is he so present a commander in our time of prosperity and so very absent a help in time of trouble? Well, the scripture speaks of cries for help for those of us who are intent on finding God when he is quiet, when he is silent. Psalm 77, verses 7 through 8. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? And I think that that is a rhetorical question, but understand the circumstances behind those questions. It's the prayer of the psalmist. He's communicating the heart of someone focused on finding God. Oh God, do not keep silent. Be not quiet, oh God. Be not still. Psalm 83:1. So at times, even though we have a promise in Jeremiah 29, that if we seek God with all of our heart, we'll be found by him, at times finding God seems difficult. Even for all of us who have a sweet, intimate relationship with him. Well, what happens is changes in life bring uncertainty. The loss of a job, a divorce, a job promotion, a birth of a child, the death of a loved one. These are these divine interruptions, but we sometimes feel so alone. And the question is, where is God? Why am I having such a difficult time? Go back to Jeremiah 29, verses 13 through 14. What has this got to do with feelings when we feel God is silent, when we feel God has abandoned us? Just because we feel that doesn't mean that God is somehow far from us. What has he said? What is his promises? Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And God never lies. And so we cannot walk by feelings and be ruled by feelings and circumstances. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so what we need to do in this dilemma when God seems so silent and quiet and far away. We need to go back and reestablish our trust in him that he has always been faithful in the past. Psalm 77. The psalmist is lamenting that God has rejected him, as we read, and his love has vanished. But then he comes to his senses and writes in verses 11 through 12, and it gives us, I believe, a solution when we feel abandoned by God. It says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. And so the psalmist is determining to remember God's faithfulness in the past, his mighty deeds and miracle. Remember, God has saved us from a life of futility, from an eternity in hell. And we think of the many times in the past where God has intervened in our lives in the form of answered prayer. So this psalm reminds us of God's faithfulness when it seems so silent, when it seems like he's abandoning us. And sometimes we need to also, if we are a journalist and we keep a journal of prayer, go back to your journal and read of the many instances of answered prayer that will help you in those dry times of doubt and confusion. So we see that the psalmist reminds us of God's faithfulness, and now he's determined to meditate on God's word. Psalm 77 reminds us of that. And we are reminded that we do this day and night. We are blessed, Psalm 1, if we meditate on God's law, the Bible, day and night. We are reminded that that is where the joy and intimacy comes, when we are meditating on his word. And that shows us that God has not abandoned us. So when you go through this dilemma, the question is how to find God when he's silent. We've seen one way in Psalm 77, remember his faithfulness. Well, we need to trust in the fact that God is still there. Understand that God's silence doesn't mean he has abandoned you or somehow punishing you. God is a God of holy love. Now, there may be reasons why you might not be able to hear his still small voice right now. It's because of the tragedies, the conflict, the confusion in your lives. And it's your life is filled with the noise of busyness so that you can't hear his voice. And that might be a reason. But also, in that time of God's silence, we need to be a little introspective and check our motivation for wanting to hear from God. You can ask yourself honestly whether you want to hear from God simply to connect with him because you love him, or whether you want to, excuse me, use him to further your own agenda or increase your sense of self-importance. You may say, what? Well, yeah, what is your motive for wanting to hear God? We need to keep center stage that the purpose of communicating with God is to develop intimacy with him, not to use him to grant our many, many desires and prayer requests. It's not that God won't answer them. It's just that we need to check our motivation for wanting to hear from him in the first place. And another way to connect with God in the silence, and by the way, that silence is a real test of our faith. Have you ever thought of it that way? How will we respond when God is silent, when he doesn't answer our prayers, when he seems far away? That's a time to really develop our faith instead of lose it. And really, because we depend so much on feelings, maybe that time of silence is really the time when God is really doing amazing things behind the scenes that we're not aware of, that we will be aware of. So in this time of silence, listen for that subtle voice, that still small voice, instead of the dramatic one. You know, God speaks to us in many ways through many circumstances. He doesn't always speak in dramatic ways. And remember what the scripture says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you, James chapter 4. Sometimes it's not God that's moved. It's us that's moved. A big part of reconnecting with God when he seems so quiet and silent and so distant is turn off the noise that drowns God's voice out. You know what I'm talking about. Technology, emails, cell phones, a schedule that's too busy, so much clutter. Well, how do you turn that off? Well, rearrange your time and your schedule. Don't immediately begin the day checking all your emails. Instead, begin that day seeking God. Turn off that favorite movie or program. Postpone it and take that time out instead to pray and to seek God. And one of the ways that helps me, I love meditative prayer where I'm quiet. And I'm not busy thinking all the time. I'm just laying before him, face down, maybe lying down with my eyes closed and just being quiet before him. And other times I pick up scripture, I'll meditate on scripture. Or I might just go out and take a walk and just be quiet and use that time for reflection and prayer. You're simplifying your life. You're tuning out all of the noise. You're getting rid of the clutter. You know what? You can't do that at the workplace maybe, but in your car as you drive to work, plug in to Spotify and listen to worship music. There are so many ways to reconnect when God is silent. And as I mentioned before, seeking God in silence and solitude. Have yourself a little spiritual retreat. Go alone to a quiet place. Meditate on scripture. And invite God to come in to use your times of solitude and silence to give you his peace. And this will quiet your mind. And also, most importantly, in that silence when God seems far away, when he seems like the intimacy and the sweetness of your relationship is broken, first of all, check to make sure you don't harbor unforgiveness or sin in your life. Confess those things to God. That might be the reason why God seems so silent and so far away. It's very important. Psalm 139, search me, O God, and try me and see if there be any wicked way within me. That's number one. But also in this time of silence, realize that God may be doing some of his most significant spiritual work for you in the times that he's silent. So let the silence motivate you to seek him more and depend on him more when you do find him. But again, check your heart. Maybe God's silence is the signal that you need to wait on his timing for something, to pray for patience and strength to hold on to faith. Maybe that's a time in your life when you become complacent in relationship with God. And so use the time he's silent to pursue him with greater passion. Remember that God is with you in the midst of your pain, working towards your ultimate good. He works all things together for your good, to those that love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so I hope this is helping you this morning. understand that God's silence may be a natural pause as he works out his long-term plans for your life. This is a time of growth and trust in him. Remember that his timing and methods are a lot different than the ways that we prefer. He always knows what's best. And finally, hold on in faith. Trust that God will redeem the time he seems silent in your life. Know that your greatest spiritual victories may come really when you're least aware of them. Expect something amazing to eventually result if you hold on to your faith through a time of silence. I've been reading from a book called Silent God, Finding Him When You Can't Hear His Voice, Joseph Bentz from 2007. These are some good introspective tips to deal with the silence of God. And I want us to pause and to hear an amazing vocalist from the second chapter of Acts. He's solo now. He was one of the most polished vocalists of his time. I'm speaking of Matthew Ward. He's going to sing to us Psalm 61. And as you listen to these words, think about what we've been talking about. And this will help you in the silence of God.
Hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to thee when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a refuge for me. And a tower of strength against the enemy, a tower of strength against the enemy. Hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. From the my heart is pain, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a refuge for me. And a tower of strength against the enemy, a tower. Can't see.
What a vocalist, Matthew Ward, Psalm 61. That is a beautiful psalm. When you read it, as you heard him sing the words so beautifully, it is a great psalm. And think about the words, "Hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I cry to thee when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Those are words of desperation, of crying out. And we know that God hears our cries and hears our prayers. What we've been learning this morning is holding on to our faith when God is silent. I want to go back to that quote. I want to end with reflecting on this quote from this Holocaust survivor on the walls of Germany. He wrote, "I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in God, even when he is silent." I want you to think of the context there. I am sure that many Jewish people lost their faith during this horrific time because they truly believed that God had abandoned them and that he was silent. So before we take issue with our situation, understand what he's saying here. Look, I believe in the sun. I know it's true, even if I don't see it shining. I believe in love because it has nothing to do with my feelings. Love is true. And I even believe in God when he is silent. And the context is, put yourself in this Holocaust survivor situation. He is affirming all of these truths in spite of the evidence before his eyes. That's because we walk by faith and not by sight. God is on the throne. He is in control whether we see it or not, because he has told us, and his word and his character are absolutely trustworthy. And this Holocaust survivor, all of the evidence around him screamed the other direction. But he said, "No, I believe in God, even when he is silent." Think about that and what we've learned today as we've went through the scriptures and studied this topic. I want to encourage you. I want to build up your faith. And I hope that you will take the time to maybe listen to this broadcast several times and meditate on the scriptural references. I believe in God, even when he is silent. You all have a great weekend, and I will see you again Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Cross in the Desert. God bless you.